Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. After successfully clearing the atrium of all robot and turret menaces, our team split up, with Billy Bob and Winnegan going to the kitchen, getting themselves into a fight with some mole rats that are getting in about the food. Gertrude took the robot up to the administrator's office, played around on a computer, managed to unlock the door to the east of the vault, and found some terminal entries regarding a drug rehabilitation program. Whilst this was all going on, Max Power took himself up a corridor and went into a very clearly marked warning door that was telling him there are dead people inside, and decided to wander in and have a look around anyway, very quickly getting himself ripped apart by some ghouls. The rest of the team heard this and luckily managed to get there in time to help him before he died. The team now all find themselves in the excavation at the north side of the room, surrounded by dead ghouls and a locked safe. Max Power is in the hallway with Dr. Rast as he desperately tries to stop Max from dying. What's everybody doing?
You want Gertrude to open safe?
Yeah, can I actually do something here quickly? So can I try to heal Josh? Because he's starting to bug me.
Well, Dr. Rast is already dealing with it at the moment, but you can certainly give it a wee go. Let's see, what was his injuries? Oh, I think that we got his actual crippling injuries healed. So he's just on a really low HP at the moment.
Okay. So,
I think I need to amputate his leg. I scanned him and the leg just cannot be saved. I'm gonna cut his leg off. That has to be done.
So, where's the buzzsaw? That's the buzzsaw. I'm gonna click that.
Dr. Rast sees that you're going to cut off the man's leg. And he's going to turn around and tell you, no, that's not necessary. He doesn't have a broken leg. His leg is fine. It's just a bit ripped up. We just need to get it healed.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a broken leg to me.
Buzz.
Are you a bee now?
No, it's buzzsaw. You know.
Fair. I do not like bees.
Can't argue with that.
So, I don't know why the robot just went buzz, buzz, buzz when it has a buzzsaw that it actually could have wound up and it just voiced buzz, buzz, buzz. So, that's kind of concerning.
Defective.
Dr. Rast says to the group, is anybody else going to try and stop this robot from cutting off this man's leg?
No.
It seems like an appropriate medical procedure to me.
I'm sure if Max Powers didn't want his leg cut off, he'd say something. I don't know if part of my foot is clearly unconscious.
Yes, Max, say something.
Wow.
Alright, Max Power currently unable to talk, and with the rest of the gang, well, I suppose ganging up on him, Dr. Rast is going to be forced to relent and allow the robot to cut off his leg.
Brilliant.
Well, Max, I'll do something for you. I will put you under and knock you out. You just have to tell me. Do you want to go under?
No!
Who?
I didn't hear anything. Did you? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Who was that?
Is this how we're going to end up just getting off Josh's
Oh,
character?
It's going to get even better than that because... So, how can I do this? Can I roll for accuracy somehow? Because, I really want to miss the leg and hit his crotch.
You could just say
for that.
Yeah, you could just aim. Yeah.
Okay, that works. I aim for his crotch then. I buzz for his crotch.
I'm gonna give everybody the opportunity
fuck?
To stop this.
Why is Carmen?
No.
Sir.
I'm gonna roll buzzsaw
right,
too late.
Robot, hold on.
Well, I missed.
Now, hey, we talked about the leg, you dumb robot. With this, what, where the hell is this coming from?
I don't think that counts as a third one.
Buzz.
Gertrude going to hit robot if robot try and kill Ghosty Man.
Is Gertrude, is your leg broken?
Oh, jeez.
Fuck off, robot.
You ever seen someone crush a tin can in their hands? We're about to.
Don't look at me, robot. I've already had my leg. T- taken off. I'm not having that happen again.
DM not here. We can fuck around and do what we want.
So, what can I cut his leg off? Can I cut his other leg off?
I mean, you're not asking anyone. Kaff isn't here anymore. Just say you do it. I guess.
You were just kind of dead set on doing it anyway. Why are you asking now?
He's got too many legs. Concerned. I mean, wasteland needs two legs. I mean, he'd be fine with one.
Well, so do I, but I don't necessarily enjoy the idea of you getting rid of my...
Yeah, but you're a ghoul. You don't need... You're fine. You got plenty of legs.
What the hell are you talking about?
Madman.
I'm not a ghoul.
Could you...
My
scans off...
say you are a ghoul. You are radioactivated.
Your scans are clearly flawed. You see, I am 110% all...
All American.
Yes, all American. You are a male being of... How old? 380
Medman, would it be possible for you to amputate his leg and surgically graft on one of your mechanical implements as a walking aid? Out of a certain mad scientist curiosity.
Yeah. So if you can fuse it to the body, then yeah, why not?
Implements. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, there we are.
Hello.
Alright, what did I miss there?
Nothing.
Well, let's just not look at the bloody mess in the corner. It may not have any legs.
Right, what are we actually doing?
Gertrude want to open safe.
Yeah, can somebody please let me know what you're actually doing right now?
Okay.
Gertrude open safe.
We're not ignoring the injured dude because...
Bear in mind, I just went off as the robot was cutting into somebody's leg.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
All that's happened is that Cartman keeps saying about cutting off legs and the rest of us just wear in.
Then he wanted to cut his dick off.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just back things up a little bit and we'll take it from there. So, the robot floats its way up to max power. It tries to cut off his leg, but unfortunately, given the roll that you just rolled, your target being 5 and you getting an 18 and a 6... You appear to have missed entirely, just swinging your buzzsaw wildly at this unconscious man.
Now, I'm really going to regret saying this. Now, before he rolled, I did say I was going to try to stop him from doing it when I noticed he was going for the crotch. But since he failed and you said he's swinging the saw... wildly, I feel like it's a bad idea to mention that, because then that would... You're probably going to have him hit me by mistake, I would assume.
Yeah, don't worry, we backed it up. You don't have to deal with anything that happened while I was offline there.
Alright, dude.
Oh, I guess I'm just the asshole DM that would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you guys are supposed to agree with that? That's... Oh, come on.
Oh, Token, you'd never do that. You teleport someone from an entirely different room to get hit by it. You'd have an 18-wheeler come through the building and smack everyone in the party, man. We know you would never let anyone disappear.
The 18-wheeler driver was clearly drunk. He was upset about his divorce with his wife. I mean, it was gonna happen.
It was a justified PPK. We're all good.
I mean, it's fine. It's all fine.
Right, so Whittigan's probably not going to interfere with Max Powers.
Okay, Whittigan's washing her hands of it. That's fine.
Yep.
Billy Bob kind of wants to stop the robot, but hasn't decided how yet.
Okay.
As a fellow man watching a robot about to cut the dick off another man, even if I don't like Max Power, that's a little far. I'm like, I can't... I don't know about y'all, but I just can't watch this. I know I'm the only other man here, but I can't watch this.
Dr. Rass is currently cowering away from the robot.
Well, the buzzsaw doesn't work. I'll try my other arm.
My other arm has a stim pack on it, by the way. So I'm going to try to actually stim pack it now.
All right, brilliant.
Can I, like, try to push the robot away, or...?
You can. I mean, I'm going to stim pack him, so I'm actually trying to actually help him.
Oh, you stim pack him? Okay. Sorry,
I mean, no, you push me away, fine. No, don't want me to help him, fine. No, no.
All right, fabulous. You know what? Use your stim pack. Use a medicine roll.
Cool. Medicine roll.
What is your medicine rating?
Medicine 3.
Medicine 3. Alright, so for every success, I'm going to give him 3 hit points back.
Cool.
0 successes. So you've just sort of poked him a little bit while he's unconscious. You poked the stim pack into him and you forgot to depress the medicine.
Yep, that's about right.
And yet he depressed the rest of us.
I'm kind of concerned. This is a medical robot, right?
Maybe.
So what it has one sole priority of existence is healing, and it's failed at 2 times.
Yep, it's got a target of 9 for a medicine roll, and he rolled a 17 and a 19, so 2 fails.
I guess we know why it was kept in a cupboard for years.
Can we put it back in the cupboard?
Don't know that can
I
fit,
carry on stabbing
try.
Him and not, like, activate the stim pack? Just carry on stabbing
if
him?
If you want to
him?
Just murder him, then go ahead. Like, at this point, don't know why.
My programming but... doesn't allow me to murder him, if you get me. I can't actually murder him. I got to kind of, you know, but surgical accidents happen, right?
The fact that we're kind of just watching this happen is just as concerning that he's not even healing him. So, I mean, what are we thinking, crew? Gertrude, I know you want to open the safe. We're going to do that in just a second. But when again, do you just want to go open the safe and let Robot have his fill with old Maxi Power E over here?
I think that I'm not entirely threatened by a rogue medical robot. There's a doctor right there in case anything does go wrong. And frankly, with Max currently unconscious, I don't see any reason for me to do anything with him. He's not dying actively. He's not.
Yeah, Dr. Rast is currently caring for him.
I think we should just leave him with the good doctor and move on. He clearly can't continue on with us at the moment. We'll meet back up with him later.
Yes, I do agree, because in some weird reason, in the back of my head, I feel the frustration of a redheaded Scottish man that is noticing that the story is not going very fast. And I can sense the frustration, so we should probably hurry this along.
I also feel frustration.
No preferences for speed. Your GM is happy with how slowly you're taking it. Absolutely no problem there. I think that leaving him with Dr. Rast was definitely the obvious option that we could have come to very quickly, but it's fine that it took us this long to get here.
Does it sound like you're okay with it? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what is Gertrude doing?
Gertrude opens safe.
Right, so a locked safe is in this excavation room. This is a large safe. It's about half the size of Gertrude herself. Very, very solid metal. How would you like to try and open the safe?
Gertrude, use strength.
All right, so
like the Pokemon.
This is going to be extremely difficult to strength open this safe.
Unarmed strength?
You're going to be looking for a difficulty of 5 for this. You're going to want to get 5 successes in one roll in order to strength open this safe.
I don't know how the ability to move boulders inside a cave would help us in this, but okay.
Theoretically, I could get 4 as standard.
Oh yeah, because you could get 2 doubles. We have 6 action points still, right?
You do have action points you can spend in order to get more rolls.
Would you like me to spend 3 to be able to have 2 extra rolls to just rip this thing off its hinges?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Anyone else? Because keep in mind, we all have our individual luck as well, so we're all good. As far as rerolls goes.
I'm down for it. Yeah, I've got a lot of luck points. So
unarmed strength.
I am perfectly good.
2 extra dice.
Alright, so yeah, we'll go for strength.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It was supposed to be 3 extra dice, wasn't it? Because you were rolling 3 extra
ones? No, because first dice is 1, second dice is 2.
Ah, okay, never mind.
I can spend... Actually, I've never spent luck, have I? How much have I got?
Right, so you managed to get 2 successes with that roll. So what happened there is you rolled 4 dice with a target of 13. You rolled an 18, an 8, a 15, and a 7, getting you 2 successes. You can... The only way you're going to succeed in 4 successes here is if you spend 2 luck points to roll those 2 fails.
2 luck points, so if I do them one at a time.
That was an 18.
There's no point doing the other one because it's already going to be a fail anyway.
That's right. Never mind. Gertrude grabs onto the safe. In fact, you tell me what happens here. She tries to open it and fails. What happens?
You can see, the muscles bulging, the veins bulging. You just hear, uh-oh. And waddles past, you know. Goes off into the administration room.
Seeing that Gertrude... Okay.
So Gertrude tries to hide the fact she's almost shitting herself and runs away.
Seeing that Gertrude dearly wants whatever's in that chest and is struggling to open it, Winnegan's going to attempt to lockpick it open. More all delicate right.
Does anybody have a bobby pin on them?
Would that be in our inventories?
It will be in your inventories if you've got one.
What is it under?
Gear?
Oh, well, that's fucking everything, Matt. Thank you. There's not really a section where bobby pins would naturally be. I assume we don't have any, probably.
Yeah, I know that none of you have any.
Aye.
So how would you like to try and lockpick this safe?
Can I shoot it with my shoot the mechanism with the railway rifle?
Hang on, I have a switchblade, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Don't they have some, they're usually like Swiss Army knives, right? That's what a switchblade is.
Alright, nice idea. So use the switchblade instead of a bobby pin. And stuff. I'm going to increase the difficulty because it's not really fit for use. But when you try and do this, I'm going to give it a difficulty of 4 to try and pick a lock with a switchblade.
Okay, sure.
And what will we use for that? Let's have a look at your character sheet.
There's a lockpick skill.
Lockpick with a knife. You know what? Yeah, we'll just go for the standard lockpick in that case. No need to change it because it's a knife. So, yeah. If you want, roll the lockpick, see if we can get 4 successes.
Nope.
One success. Your target was 11. You rolled 2 dice, a 13 and a 9. Now, you do still have 3 AP left and whatever your lock scores are.
To get 4 successes, I'd have to reroll both. Is it just 2 luck to reroll 2 or is it 3?
It's 2 luck to reroll 2.
I'll go for it. Might as well. It's unlikely to succeed, but...
Alright, just reroll the lockpick in that case.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, so you get 2 fails that time. Tell me what's happening. You're currently poking at the lock mechanism with your switchblade.
So Winnegan's, sort of, because it's like relatively thin blade, jamming it in the lock, trying to press down the pins, but you're really supposed to have 2 tools to lockpick, 1 to hold it down and 1 to actually get the pins set, and she just doesn't quite have the maneuverability of just 1 thing to get it done.
Alright, Billy Bob, you're currently in the excavation room with Winnegan, and your dog is just sort of currently eating one of the ghouls that's lying dead. What are you doing?
So you can only re-roll something once with luck points,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I'm gonna... Is it alright if I use a singular action point? I'm gonna rip this safe off the wall like Gertrude tried.
So you're gonna use strength to rip it off the... To rip the door open.
Yes. Because you can't tell because my muscles are rotting, but I'm actually a bodybuilder. Just so you know. Yep, Mr. Texas. Yeah, okay. 2076. Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you can get 5 successes with a strength roll.
5? Hold on. Why five?
Because that was the number that Gertrude had to make as well.
Gertrude had to make 4. She had to make 4.
No, Winnegan had to make 4 for the lockpick. Gertrude had to make 5 with the strength.
Oh, hell.
This is a very solid safe that's been used for the
I changed my mind.
What Gertrude
means? I'm going to shoot it.
Don't go into
it. I'm going to shoot it with the railway rifle.
You're going to shoot it.
I'm going to shoot the lock mechanism.
All right. Roll the railway rifle for me, please.
Okay. Can I use an AP, guys?
Yes.
Sure.
Before you use an AP, let me just tell you what's going to happen here. It's going to fail. Yeah, so you're going to take the railway rifle, you're going to shoot it safe with it, and all that's going to happen is that metal's going to hit metal, and it's going to bounce back off.
Not necessarily. I mean, I've shot things.
What do you mean, not necessarily? I'm telling you, that's what's happening.
I mean, I have shot things with a metal things with a gun before, and it has worked. It can break through things.
It is a safe, though. Like, yes. We are remembering that this is specifically meant to prevent exactly
but
what you're doing.
It's a railway rifle. It shoots a railgun size bullet. Like, I even know saves, and then you take a Barrett 50 cal, and it'll obliterate the lock of a safe. So, this isn't exactly a Barrett 50 cal, but it's definitely high-powered.
Alright, so, I mean, take a railway spike out of your inventory, and it breaks against the safe.
Hey, you didn't even let me roll. Didn't even let me roll.
He told you like, I did.
Like, I want to know.
Cartman's right. You will. I'll roll this just so I can see if you critically fail.
I don't like this. I don't like that I'm going to lose regardless.
You're going
like,
to
that's
lose
not.
Regardless, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not. This is not.
I did warn you.
It is not fair. It's not.
Why
like,
was it
there
not fair, Tuka?
There has to be a singular option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to have, like, a crit success.
Some sort
or something.
Of bizarre. You know what? Fine. I'll give you...
Give me at least
like
a singular
chance.
At least give me hope. Give me hope!
You need to get 6 successes on your roll in order for this to work.
Are you... What? That's not even possible. There isn't. It's not possible. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
that means
we only have 3 actions.
Yeah,
you get three action points,
which means you can get 4 rolls.
All right, I'm rolling
least,
it.
You have to Jerky succeed man. In all of them with 2 crits.
Jerky man, why are we not go together and pull door together?
Do you really want me to shoot this lock with your head, like, right next to the lock?
I said pull together, not you shoot Gertrude
Stroke
and
check,
then
not
pull.
Gun.
Well, would the benevolent DM, like, allow me to lower the difficulty if we both yank this safe out of the wall?
That's a
this
good
is
question.
The key is next door.
Yeah, probably, to be fair.
You know, I was going to say, while you were all arguing about this, I was going to say, you know, this is a vault safe, and you've only explored, like, maybe 25% in this vault so far.
It's the principal at this point now. Now, like, I've got to break this
safe.
This safe
definitely belongs to someone,
it's like the
and
monkey
you haven't even
me,
been
yeah.
to the living quarters yet.
It's like the monkey gift.
Yeah, fuck the living quarters.
It really is. Let us in.
This is war. This is war at this point.
Why did John have to open this door?
This is incredibly in character for
everybody.
So fine.
Episode 50. Was it episode 16, this?
It'll be episode 50 by the time we're
done. It's the fan.
The unopenable safe. It's the
fan. Episode 16, Monkey Door.
Monkey See, Monkey Door.
Monkey See, Monkey Door. There you go.
Right. Okay, so are you going to try and open this chest?
Are you both going to try
really
to force it open?
Yes.
Alright.
Lower it.
Would it lower it? Go for it. I'll take 1 difficulty off of it, making it a 4 difficulty task.
That is possible. Gertrude, try it. Come on.
Both of us roll or one of us roll?
Only one you have to roll, just as long as it's 4 dice.
Right.
Depending on what AP you spend. So you're looking for 4 successes.
I have 10 strength. I I have a tick in unarmed strength. Is it really worth the last three action points to try and rip this door off together?
And now I do have 6 luck points.
That is true. You could reroll.
Oh, I can reroll mine. If you would let me have the action.
Yeah, I will let you use whoever's
luck. What's your strength?
Lock. I'll let you use whoever's luck you want.
4.
No.
So
fine.
I'm going to.
I mean, you had high strength too, but look at your. Like, look at what you rolled.
Yeah, true. But my score is a hell of a lot. Like, my target's a lot less. Well, a lot higher.
All right. Well, I'll let you have the one. You
know. The one action point. Unarmed.
Wait, technically, if we're two different people, would it only be one action point for me and one singular action point for Matt?
No.
Cap?
Right, so what's going to happen is we'll have Gertrude do the roll, and if you want to spend luck points to reroll anything, I will allow it to come from Billy Bob's pool.
Okay, here we go with an extra dice.
Okay, 2. So, target a 13. You've rolled 2 13s and a 15, so you've got 2 successes. If you reroll, it has to be a critical in order for you to.
I mean, we could just bump a shit ton of luck into this, or maybe one of them.
You could re-roll the successes if you want and try and get them up to criticals.
What about the 15? Can that be re-rolled again?
Yeah. So you can re-roll all three of them. However, remember, that's one luck point each. Plus, so you can only re-roll it once.
Oh, you can only re-roll it once?
Yes.
So if you re-roll one of those 13s and it turns into a 17...
Well, let's do the 15 first. So I will spend a luck for this. I will happily put a luck into the 15. If it goes as a success, we are that much closer.
Okay.
Oh, you suck.
Okay, so
that's
so close.
You rolled a 14 there.
No.
Oh, fuck this door. Gertrude's just gonna walk off. Not fucking worth it.
So,
Can you get another one?
Cap.
Okay, so this is good.
Cap,
so
please.
You've re-rolled the 2 13s now, and you've got yourself 2 successes. So you're currently breaking even at 2 successes. And you have one more dice that you can re-roll. You can re-roll that 16 if you want.
I'll do it. Alright, guys.
So one more luck point off of Billy Bob. You need to get a,
I'm at three
you need
luck
to get
points,
a crit
please.
On this one. You need to get either a 1, 2, or a 3.
Alright, kids.
He's not got the air.
He's not Gertrude,
let's
so it has to be
this.
A 1. Okay, reroll that. Give me a 1. Go on. Give me a D20.
Half an hour of trying to beat a fucking door open.
No!
That's a 5.
I think it's time we move on for this before our listeners come and manifest physically in our homes to kill us.
I think I think Cap is secretly loving this. He's just noticing how stupid we are. That I am, for sure. And secretly loving it.
I think I'm going to leave at this point. I'm not interested
down
in watching.
Here.
Like, shows back like a minute later with the key.
fully my intention.
If you watch, it's just a fucking Radbroach in there.
Yeah. I can't move Winnegan, but she's going to come chill with Gertrude for a bit.
Okay, yeah. So despondent and dejected, our team leave the excavation area with the safe currently still intact. They walk past Dr. Rast as he tends to Max Power and tries to keep the nurse handy unit away from him. And you all walk back into the atrium.
Come on.
So, do you guys think the living quarters might have the key to this?
Oh, but we just opened the research area up, didn't we?
No, it was the living quarters that we opened.
Oh.
The research area is where the blood trail goes to.
However, that door is
currently still locked.
Okay, we're leaving that alone then. Living quarters sounds very good then.
Living quarters.
You might possibly have the key.
What about the room down here? There's a room literally next door to the living quarter. We have not been in there.
Really? We haven't been in maintenance
Didn't
yet?
Didn't we go in there?
I could have sworn we were, but...
Nope.
I think we did.
No, let's
actually,
go.
Did we not, Cap?
Gertrude moves to the south and goes into a corridor leading into a maintenance area. This area has been caved in and is just a pile of boulders. Gertrude cannot move any further down to the maintenance area.
Gertrude, use strength?
Gertrude can use strength, yeah.
How many successes?
Well,
17.
21.
Must have 17 successes.
Use athletics for me.
Okay.
Roll strength against athletics. Gertrude successfully picks up one of the boulders. There is an unknowable and uncountable amount of boulders behind it.
Gertrude, maybe some time.
Would you like to roll strength again?
Gertrude, what? Fuck it, let's just do this.
We're here for like 3 hours, just
Gertrude moving that boulder.
Gertrude successfully moves a second boulder from the cave.
It really was the Pokemon move strength.
Gertrude, can you actually roll a perception roll for me, please?
Me?
To see if the DM's being a bastard.
Perception what?
Perception again, survival.
Survival perception. Let's have a looky-looky. Two successes.
Ooh, why couldn't that have happened earlier?
Gertrude understands that this is clearly a cave-in and that she will not be able to go any further. Would you like to continue moving boulders?
No, Gertrude, turn around.
No, girl, don't quit now. Don't quit now. I'll come help.
No, we carry on.
All right, Gertrude joins the rest of the team back in the atrium. You have two directions that are currently unexplored.
Where's Tin Can?
Still giant dead murder deceased. Max.
Cartman, come and fucking join us.
Oh no, I'm still looking after what's his face? I'll be with the doctor.
So you have two unexplored directions. You have one to the west, which is the leading to the research area. That's the one with the blood trail going towards it, and the door is still locked. You cannot get through that door. The one to the east is the way to the living quarters, which was unlocked in the previous episode by Gertrude and the mishandling robot.
I shall go through the door to the living quarter.
Alright, you'll walk into the corridor going towards the living
hold on.
Quarters.
Hold on. I want to go give that safe another try. Hold on.
Damn it.
I'm kidding. We're going to the living quarters.
Alright, you...
I have a good feeling about this try. Alright? Like, I feel my luck coming forward.
Ghost, Jerky Man, if we know open safe, we just take with us. One day we open it.
Get sledgehammer, then open it.
Drew does not have sledgehammer right now. It broke.
Tis the safe of legend.
Legend.
Only few have ever seen contents.
Okay. So
we open the safe and the end boss of the campaign hops out.
So can I walk in the room and try to pick the safe? Because I do actually have like a lockpick on my
Cartman, are you running on Internet Explorer?
Cartman, no! Cartman! No, for the love of God!
Why not?
Yeah, fuck it, let him do it whilst we've gone.
Okay. In Cartman's real life,
you're right, we haven't spent nearly enough time on it. Hold on, yeah, let's give Cartman a try. We've all had a try now. Maybe Max Power would like a try.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, he definitely, you know, he's just a talking body in the corner. Yeah,
talking body in the corner.
Should we just all move on now? Is that Cartman.
Okay. I'm just gonna pull that's what's happening.
Let me just quickly check Max Power's inventory. And
if he has a bobby pin, I'm going to actually kill someone. No.
All right, he doesn't have a bobby pin. That's
good. Nice. Good.
I was sure that I'd checked that before. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna go, just, you know, catch up with the others, let the doctor and figure out the problem. So.
Hi guys.
Okay. So as our team is moving themselves into the corridor to the quarters, the robot catches up with the team and says, "Hi guys."
We carry on.
All right.
Did you cut the dick off the? Did you cut the dick off Max Powers or?
He's been better.
That's not yes or no.
That's kind of concerning. I'm just gonna ignore you. I'm really just gonna ignore you now to hope you don't cut my dick off or something later.
Coolio.
And I'm gonna just stroll on right by the whole group and carry on into the quarters.
You stay behind. Gertrude, not trust you, you freaky little fucking robot thing.
You are a freak.
As you're walking through the corridor towards the quarters, you see lined up on each side of the corridor is individual robot spaces. All of them are empty, so there are Protectron units and Mr. Handy units, which are unaccounted for, all of which may or may not be somewhere else in the vault.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is there anything I can use, like upgraded stuff, you know, stuff I could take?
All right, roll a little check for me, please, for that. Let's see what we're going to do. We're going to get you rolling some sort of perception check to see if there's anything you can use. Perception against repair, because you're looking for stuff to upgrade with.
Okay, so I click on repair. It's not additional dice, is it?
No additional dice, just make sure you're rolling against perception. Alright, two successes. So your target was a 9 there for your repair and your perception skills, and you rolled a 1, which is a crit success, giving you two successes, and you rolled a 17, which doesn't matter because you were successful anyway. So yes, you rummage around in the empty handy style robot slots, and you find yourself a nice new piece of armor, which is actually part of a military grade Mr. Gutsy unit.
Oh, we fucked up. We made it more powerful. Now no one's dick is safe.
Okay, right. Cool. So
let me have a wee quick look at the.
I've got to ask, how does this kind of work with a robot? Yeah, I mean that's great. I want it. I want to, you know, equip it to my body, but how?
Yeah, so somebody's going to have to do this for you.
Winnegan pulls out a welder's mask that she just had on her.
Yeah, I mean, if Winnegan's confident in a repair skill, it will be the repair we're looking for here.
Our other guy who was good at robots kind of died. He's missing
critical parts. Cut his dick off.
Yeah,
so how did he die, Carmen?
He's just unconscious at the moment, don't worry. So, Mr. Gutsy Plating is lying there, which gives you 2 physical and energy damage resistance on your main ball unit, your torso, or whatever you would call a torso for a robot. This.
You have strong balls.
So if anyone hits you in the core, you will have 2 physical and 2 energy damage resistance with this Mr. Gutsy Plating, if Winnegan can get that applied for you.
I'll certainly try.
Yeah, okay, let's just roll it through the first time. Hopefully it works.
Winnegan, out of apparently thin air, is going to pull out a welding mask, the full face metal ones that cover everything, and the little torch to start making repairs on our robot ball.
Alright, excellent. Roll the repair skill for
me. That's a critical.
That's not just critical, that's successes all over there. Your target was 12 on that roll. You rolled a 12 and a 1, which is brilliant. 3 successes, so yeah.
Hey, Winnie. Weld a dick on it. Weld a dick on him.
Well, if he'd brought me Max Powers, I potentially could have, but unfortunately it seems he left it there.
I mean,
I've got a trophy.
Gertrude, do you have a piece of that sledgehammer still?
That didn't work. Maybe. Oh. Okay.
Let's weld the head of that on there.
Well, actually, hang on. Isn't this a Mrs. Handy unit?
Yeah, it's a nurse handy. It's a medical robot.
So instead,
when it but it likes to cut dicks off. It likes to cut dicks off. Like it a warning. Needs to be revenge. Yes.
Wait, what was the warning on the door? What was it? No, enter dead inside.
Yeah, it was don't dead open inside.
Don't dead open inside.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with a nurse handy having a dick. So go ahead and just weld the dick on there.
Instead of that, Winnegan is going to scorch towards don't dick off cut onto the front of the metal.
Alright, yeah, you know what? I'm going to allow this, obviously, because of the number of successes. Not only did you quickly, effectively, and very efficiently add this armour onto our nurse handy unit, you also welded on a message to the front of it saying...
What is it? Don't off cut dick, would it be?
Yeah, cryptic message on the front side.
Don't dick cut off, I think it would have been. Whatever the thing for that would be.
Don't dick cut off.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Okay. So, I assume that you continue through the corridor heading towards the quarters, now that you've spent some time upgrading your robot.
Yep.
Very quickly, those upgrades, their main body, physical damage 2 and energy DR 2.
Yep, so physical DR 2 cool. And energy 2 as well.
Put that onto my character. There's no extra HP or anything, just DR.
Just damage resistances, which is really good.
Is this armor? So does this add on to my existing numbers?
Yeah, so it's your plating. So instead of having two as my standard,
I'll have 4. So I've doubled it now.
That's correct, yes.
Cool. That gives me 4 DR. Nice.
Yeah, 4 DR on your main body and 4 energy damage resistance. Or did you already put the energy damage resistance?
I was on 0, so I put that up to 2.
Oh, you were on 0. Excellent. Yeah. Fantastic, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you get 4 on physical damage resistance and 2 on energy damage resistance, and that's on your main body.
Cool.
You happy with that?
Yeah, I'm tanking it out.
Considering you're a level lower than everyone else, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, considering you only need die twice as well.
Alright, so everybody continues on through the quarters into the small corridor, now going northwards up into the main sort of atrium part of the quarters, and you unfortunately find yourself in front of another one of those laser tripwire traps, very obviously placed in front of you. It goes from the right hand side at the top, near where the ceiling is, and shines its lasers down to the bottom corner on the left hand side at the doorway heading into the main quarters area.
Gertrude, have idea. Gertrude be back in 2 seconds. Can I essentially run back, grab one of the boulders I picked up earlier, and throw that through the laser from a distance?
An ingenious solution. Yeah, let's do it. So how would you like to go about doing that?
Gertrude pick up boulder. Gertrude throw boulder.
Alright, so
Can I add an ante to that one? You see, we got this metal ball here that just got armor plated for energy resistance. So what if we take it, save the trouble of running back, just take it and throw it through just test out this new energy resistant armor that it's got on.
I'm just going to buzz the buzzsaw.
What would you like me to roll?
What do you think?
Throwing endurance, throwing strength.
Well, let me know what you're throwing at. Are you going to go back and get a boulder, or are you throwing the robot?
I'm getting a rock.
Okay, excellent. Okay, really. So,
and like while they're doing that, I'm like trying to convince the nurse handy that it's a good idea to just run through the lasers. Like,
look, you've got damage resistance. You can do it. I promise. It ain't gonna hurt that bad. Your metal, it's gonna be great.
You first.
All right.
See, I'm not made of metal. So there's that's a different. You see, that doesn't make any sense. See, you're made of metal, and you've got new metal. So let just go give it a shot. Go give it a try.
Do you think Snufflepuff would even set off the lasers? They're very small.
Gertrude has rock. What do you want me to throw?
Excellent. Gertrude now has a rock. While they were arguing, she brings herself up to the end of the corridor and she throws the rock. So what I'm going to get you to throw here, let's go for, what would be best for a throw? Actually, there is a throwing ability here, so it might as well just use that. Yeah,
strength, so, perception, charisma.
Throw is against agility. So
agility. Yeah.
So give me a throwing against agility.
Gertrude, go huck huck. Uh-oh.
Okay, so Gertrude throws the rock. She actually throws it successfully. She throws the rock through the doorway, unfortunately not breaking the laser barrier or any of the laser pointers. As she threw it, she managed to miss the laser part of the trap altogether, and the boulder just sort of clang lands on the metal floor beyond the doorway, and nothing happens.
Oops.
So, again, Nurse Handy, about my plan.
What about dog?
Oh, but Snufflepuff would surely die if it got hurt. It's only a little thing.
In the meantime, can I go to the other room and find like a corpse or a body? And can we try the same thing with a corpse or body?
Why is your obsession with dead people this game, Cartman?
As, I mean, there is second rock.
As Gertrude is feeling sorry for herself, the robot goes into the atrium, tries to pick up one of the vault suits with a skeleton inside. And it
picks
all
up Max Paris
of, all the bones just kind of flop out of it and turn to dust on the metal of the floor.
Yeah, and I'm going to carry on. I'm going to bring that suit, just the empty suit, to Gertrude and say, here, throw this.
Okay.
Is there, like, anything that's, like, normal? I'd like to do a perception. Like, is there, like, crates or something that, like, Billy Bob could throw?
Gertrude takes the vault suit something off of the robot and throws it down the corridor. Unfortunately, it being just cloth, it doesn't go as far as she wants it to. It just sort of flops to the ground in front of the laser trap and does nothing.
This not Gertrude Day. Someone shoot the fucking thing.
Okay, well then can I laser pointer the trap?
I already asked. Is there anything I can throw? I want to throw.
Sure thing. Throw
something.
As you can see, there's lots of like rocks, detritus about the place. There's some crates, boxes, barriers. They're all over the place as well. Is there anything specific you would like to look for in order to throw?
I'd say just a rock. You know, like maybe a baseball-sized rock. Cricket ball, whatever. You know, something along those size.
Excellent.
Roughly.
Yep, you find a stone at your feet. I'm not going to get you to roll a perception for that. That's easy to find. I mean, Gertrude was just throwing big rocks earlier, so why the hell not? You line up a baseball shot, aim toward the lasers, and give me a throwing roll. Throwing against agility. With a target of 4, you've rolled a 4 and an 8. This is a success, so you line up the perfect shot. You throw this like a baseball, like you probably did back before the war. And what happens is the rock breaks one of the lasers, and instead of an electric pulse coming from this one, you see a shotgun shot blast from above the door towards the floor. And it's, in fact, can you give me a wee luck roll, actually? Because you're the only one in the hallway, the shotgun blast is just has just blast the floor in front of you. Let's see if you get hit by any shrapnel. So give me luck against survival.
Survival. Okay.
Oh, you've got...
That is two successes.
Yeah, 13 target, 5 and 11 rolled. Two successes, no problem. So, hearing the shotgun blast and seeing what happens, you just duck. You dive to the floor. But you didn't have to, because the ricochets didn't hit anywhere near you anyway. And yeah, the lasers are no longer active.
Cool. Woo-hoo. So we can...
They used to call me Skinny Mickey back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose there are worse things you could have been called. In any case... Cool Mickey.
And then they call me the Slugger. Yeah.
Is that because you got slugged a lot?
Oh, no, it's just because I was good at baseball.
You said it, Skinny Slug. Mickey
really, the Skinny Mickey really didn't have anything to do with baseball. That's just what they called me. I don't really know why they called me that. It was kind of strange. But anyway, I was the Slugger. Oh, two-time runner-up champ for Little League.
But yep. Slugs are slimy. You are jerky, man.
Well, his personality is quite slimy, so I can see the connection. In any case, we should probably check the living quarters for, well, the little girl, if she's not in the blood-infested corridor, but for any clues as to what happened here as well. So, Winnegan's going to head into the living quarters.
Fabulous, excellent. So, in the living quarters, there's a main area in the middle. And this main area has, similar to the atrium, a couple of barriers set up. There's benches along the middle of it, facing in both directions. This was probably like just a nice little sitting area before whatever battle happened within the vault. There's nothing else to see in there except from the entrances to all of the different quarters. So you have to the north 4 individual quarters. To the east you have 1. To the south another 2. And to the west, passing the doorways on the way in, you have 2 that are quite clearly not quarters. They are marked as 2 different bathrooms.
God, who could have used that earlier?
So can we start searching the rooms then?
Then I'm concerned, Gertrude. What did you use as the bathroom?
Room with computer in. Don't go in there.
I will not. Thanks for the warning.
Or do. Whatever float boat.
So, while the guys are talking, can I explore room number 1, the first room on the left, as you come in through to the quarter rooms?
Yes, room number 1, the one to the left as you're coming in, is the one that's marked as the men's bathroom.
Okay.
More cock for him to cut off.
Is there any... Okay, so as I walk into the bathroom, can I sort of scan around? Is there any med kits on the wall or anything I can maybe look into?
Yeah, sure thing. So you walk into this bathroom, and it's quite a big bathroom. This is obviously used as both a toilet and shower room. So there's a number of different shower stalls along the back end of this room, a number of urinals in the side of the room, and some other toilet stalls at the bottom side of the room as well. Let's have you roll a perception against survival for me. Alright, a good roll there. Your target was a 7. You've rolled a 5 and a 19, so 1 success. You do see, above the sink area, near the door, there is a couple of different medicine cabinets.
Cool.
Opening the cabinets, however, you do find that they're not empty, but they do have the empty remains of whatever drugs were inside, so you find empty syringes and used jet inhalers.
So, junk.
Junk.
Okay, so nothing of interest then in this room.
Are you looking in any of the stalls?
I want to, yeah, systematically check all the stalls.
Excellent. So, kicking open each stall, the first one is empty. The second one is a pile of plungers that you... In a rather disgusting mess, which is, it's a good thing that you are a robot and not affected by such things.
Is it Plungergeddon?
It's a Plungergeddon, yes. And the third stall actually has a dead body in it. Obviously been there a long time, much like the ones in the atrium. It's just a vault suit.
Okay.
Wrapped around a skeleton's ankles.
Okay, no, it's just skull and bones. Okay, I was gonna say, yeah. if it was fresh and interesting, but no, dead.
Yeah. So the men's bathroom has generated nothing except from some disturbing sights.
Cool. On to the next room. In the meantime, do you want to see what the others?
I like how in the meantime the rest of them are just taking seats in the benches in the entrance of the quarters. They're just
it's
letting
like a
the
doctor's
robot
office.
Go ahead.
We're waiting for our appointments.
Waiting for your appointments, yeah. All right. So while the robot was in the men's bathroom, is anybody else checking out anything else?
Gertrude, take number 12.
All right, so
Billy Bob is just gonna watch the door that we came in. So I'm gonna make that go ahead and just say that because I'm not gonna be doing much, but I'm gonna make sure no one gets the jump on us. So you guys explore around, all right?
Absolutely, no problem. Right, let's have a look. So Gertrude starts walking towards the door to the north of the one that the robot went in, which is clearly marked as the women's bathroom. Unfortunately, Gertrude only gets as far as the doorway to the ladies' bathroom when up in the corridor to the north, and going towards a couple of the quarters, another Protectron style square robot is walking around.
Protectron.
Give me a survival check, Gertrude.
Survival what? Perception?
Survival against in... Oh, actually. Give me against luck. Give me luck against survival.
I've spent a ton of it already.
Oh no, you don't need to spend a luck point for it if you're just rolling it for this kind of roll.
Oof. Yeah, right. Target 11, 13, and 16.
Unfortunately, Gertrude has not noticed this robot. But the robot has noticed her.
Uh-oh.
It steps towards her as she's walking towards the doorway, and just before she gets into the doorway, it fires. Fires one of its arm lasers.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, it's taking you by surprise. It has hit you. So, Gertrude, while walking into the ladies' bathroom, gets sucker punched by the lasers of a Protectron style robot and takes... Whoa. You got a burst effect on this one, so let's have a look. What does burst do? The attack hits one additional target within close... Okay, so there's nobody else near you, so that burst damage doesn't actually affect. So you're going to take 4 energy damage here. And do you have energy damage resistance at all?
I have 1 on my torso.
Oh, excellent. So let's see where it hits you. Oh, it hit you in your right arm. So you take the full 4 damage.
Okay.
Alright, so everybody give me your initiative rolls.
Everybody except me, because I'm in a different room.
Yep, everybody except you, because you're in a different room, yeah.
No, shit. Wait, technically, are we all in, like, we're all in separate rooms except Gertrude, right?
Well, you're all in the same sort of hallway as Gertrude because she's not actually managed to make it into the room yet before she gets shot.
Okay, all right.
So you'll notice her getting a laser to the right arm. Okay, so Winnegan's the first one that gets to react to this.
Well, something's just taken a pot. Something rather has just taken a pot shot at Gertrude. So, I forget. Did these things have energy resistance before?
Yes, they do. They don't have much in the way of HP, but they do have some pretty high resistances, so you have to hit them. You have to hit them well. They have 4 physical damage resistance and 3 energy damage resistance.
Oh, so energy's still there. Yep, I'm going to smack him with a laser musket if I can.
Yeah, so you just round the corner to just beside the entrance to the female bathrooms.
Yeah, I'm going to stay a little bit spaced out from Gertrude.
Yeah.
If I can. No burst damage for me, thank you.
Alright, and you're going to shoot down the hallway towards the Protectron. Give me the...
Oh, fuck. Okay, that's a crit
fail. So yeah, your target was a 10, you've managed to roll a 16 and a 20. You are going to get some sort of damage effect to this.
You're not going to hit Gertrude, are you?
Well, that might be, actually. We're going to
have to... Fuck you, Carmen. Why would you say that?
It was always an option. Energy weapon complications. All right, so the complications that you get for energy weapons are stuff like being wasteful, it overheats. So let's have a look. All right, so you run up, you rack, you wind up a shot into your laser musket, and you fire off. However, it has overheated, just blasting the damage back at yourself. Luckily, it's not the full damage. You only have to roll 2 damage dice.
My switchblade only has 2. I can just do that.
Oh, you can roll the damage dice. The same place on the character sheets where you do the custom rolls. There's also a custom damage dice roll next to it. It's the wee one with the face on it. So if you have a look at the top left-hand side of your character sheet.
Okay. Didn't realize that was there.
Click the wee face and just put in 2 dice when it asks you for the number of dice.
1 damage.
Alright, so you only take 1 damage to yourself. Oof. That's not terrible. That could have been awful. But yeah, your gun sort of just backfires on you. It sprays some laser into your face.
Gives you a light sunburn.
Luckily just singeing you a little bit. And the Protectron actually gets another go here because it's got an initiative of 10. And it started the combat, so it's going to fire off with its arm lasers again. It's successful again. This one's much better than the ones that were in the atrium. It's still targeting Gertrude because it didn't really notice that someone else tried to shoot at it. And it does 0 damage. That is an unlucky roll for the damage dice for that Protectron.
The laser beam.
It just rolled Gertrude 0 on all 3 dice.
Off.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're going to see here. It successfully fires, and I think that it probably hit Gertrude in some, I don't know.
Frying pan.
Yeah, your frying pan helmet. Yes. It bounces off your frying pan helmet. Spins it around in your head a couple of times, but other than that, it does absolutely no damage. And Billy Bob and Gertrude get to go next.
Gertrude Pain Train, if that's okay with Billy.
Sounds good with Billy.
Alright.
Go for it.
So Gertrude, angry about all that's happened here, decides to rush the robot. Runs up to it. Go on, give me the pain train damage.
Strength and athletics. With a difficulty of 2, suffers damage equal to your unarmed damage and not prone. So, strength. Did I just say strength athletics?
Yeah, just roll a strength athletics check. Yep,
I did, didn't I? Yeah. I'm spending the luck to reroll that 17. I do not care.
You got 1 success. You only needed 1 success.
Do I?
Do you?
Don't question if it's good for us, Matt.
Because, yeah, with a difficulty of 2.
Ah, hold on a second.
Why would you let him know that?
I'm being honest.
You done well there, Matt. You done well by being honest. I was about to give you that for 1. Let me just get into your perk sheet here, make sure that I'm... Yep. Strength. If you succeed, the enemy suffer damage equal. So
well, that's a success anyway. There for 1 luck.
Yeah, so you roll a luck, you get the two successes, and the damage you do is...
equal to unarmed.
Equal to the unarmed, which for you is 3. So, unfortunately, it is 4 physical resistance, so you don't actually do any damage here.
But it is knocked prone.
It is knocked prone, however, yes, you're correct.
Which, does that not mean it's more vulnerable for attack?
That's correct, it's going to lower any, the difficulty of any attacks.
Now, because that was only a movement, I would very much then love to wear...
hammer time?
Yeah, give it a hammer.
No, the hammer's broken, or is it?
I thought you repaired
it. Is the hammer broken?
Yes, the hammer is broken, give it a...
yeah.
You've got a frying pan on you, you've got you've got some knuckles and a shock baton.
Oh, shock baton it, yeah. Gertrude, shove this where sun don't shine.
Alright.
And
there you go. Much better. You crackle up your shock baton, you poke it into this floored robot. Roll the damage for me.
Oh. 10 energy damage.
10 energy? That's much better roll than that robot got with its 0 damage. But yeah, so you do 10 energy damage with the resistances that the robot has. That's 7. So the robot is crippled, but not dead. Yeah, it's not feeling good about its life. So, Billy Bob, how do you react to all of this?
Oh, I shoot it square in the head with the railway rifle.
Alright, as it's lying down the ground all shocked and stuff, you position yourself in the corridor with a view of the robot, and you fire your railway rifle at it. The target's a 7, you roll a 16 and a 2, so that's 2 successes. And we have rolled the damage for that.
Alright.
Yeah.
That's 13 damage with piercing plus.
Absolutely. That's 14 damage here. Those were good 2 Lord. Very good damage rolls. Like, starting to feel like you're a little bit overpowered there. But yeah, 2 very good damage rolls. The robot is... you know what? You tell me what happens.
Alright, so like a master spy man, everything goes in slow motion. The second Gertrude shocks him with the shock baton, everything goes in slow-mo like we're in Red Dead Redemption. And I just lightly pull out my railway rifle, hone in on the head of the Protectron, and fire, knowing damn well that it's going to hit right on its mark. And as soon as it hits... stops being slow motion for me, and I just go, I blow off the tip of my railway rifle. I go, hell yeah.
Perfect place to end the episode. Perfect place to end the episode there. So, you found your way into the quarters, you got sucker punched by a robot, or at least Gertrude did, you've managed to successfully tear the robot apart, and you can continue exploring the quarters next time. On A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout.
What did I miss, guys? As I walk out of the bathroom.
Excellent. Right, okay, well, good. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.